listening to New England Public Media News. I'm Adam Frenier, and this is the shortlist, NEPM's Week in Review. Joining us today on the line, Natalia Munoz, host of Vaya con Munoz on WHMP, and Kristen Palpini, managing editor with Daily Voice Massachusetts. Natalia, Kristen, thanks for being here today.
Thank you for the invitation.
Thanks, Adam.
Today, the Springfield City Council filed a lawsuit against Mayor Dominic Sarno as it tries to bring back the city's police commission. In 2016 and again in 2018, the council passed ordinances seeking to do so, and in both instances, Sarno refused to appoint members to the commission, saying the move violated the city's charter. But attorney Tom Lesser, representing the council, disagrees.
The city council under the Springfield charter clearly has the right to reorganize departments. In this case, it's reorganized the authority over the police department.
Natalia, what do you think about this situation? I mean, this is an extraordinary move by the city council suing the city's chief executive.
I'm not sure what's going on with Mayor Dominic Sarno, why he's being resistant to changes that would benefit the city of Springfield. Having a citizen overview commission would actually make the police department better. Everything that we've been learning about how we have to change the nature of policing, the system of policing, this would make Springfield a better city with a better police department. Why is he resisting this? I don't understand.
Kristen, the police department in Springfield has repeatedly been accused of police brutality and other scandals in recent years. Does the council have to win this case in order for any reforms to be made?
They might have to. The city recently announced some reforms it was going to make in response to the Department of Justice findings about the problems in the department. They were going to be more transparent. They were going to be more available to the community. But I mean, these are the big changes we need. So I think that something big does have to happen, a lawsuit. This will either make change or uphold the status quo for a really long time. But if we do get change, it has to be very smart change. I don't know, a commission isn't just going to solve everything. We have to be very careful with how we construct it.
Well, this isn't the only controversy involving Mayor Sarno this week. He also fired his director of constituent services and longtime aide, Daryl Moss, for allegedly violating the city's social media policy. And some elected officials and community leaders say the move is unjust. City Councilor Tracy Whitfield says Moss, who is black, was targeted.
If you're going to cover up for some people and then defamate character for others, then that's not a fair way to treat any person, especially your employees that has been faithful and loyal to you for over 12 years.
In the online post that's believed to have led to Moss's firing, he wrote, "Get the rifles," in response to a story about President Trump defending a white Minnesota man who killed protesters. Moss's supporters say that he was referencing an HBO show featuring black characters trying to stay alive in 1950s Jim Crow America. Kristen Whitfield says other city employees have done far worse but not lost their jobs. Did Moss deserve to lose his?
Well, I saw the post and it really wasn't inflammatory. It seemed a little joking. It did seem to be connected to the TV show. But the city has fired some folks, police, firefighters, in recent times for social media posts that I didn't see. But yeah, there have been some posts that people just delete and we don't talk about it.
Natalia, many have said Moss has been a conduit between the mayor's office and Springfield's black community. And now Moss is hinting he can make a run for elected office, but has been vague. What do you take from this?
A couple of things. There's a larger issue here of what Daryl Moss, he's an activist, he's a lifetime activist, he's an artist, he's a creative person, a poet. And the greater point here that people, I think, really need to focus on is that people do have a right to speak up and reaffirm their own humanity. And that's what he was doing in that social media post. This was not a media post where he was degrading other people or other communities or insulting them. He's reaffirming, I as a black man deserve to live. We as black people deserve to walk through life without having violence rain on us. And so to me, it's very similar to when I was a reporter, a street reporter, and I was told by my editor I couldn't march in the gay and lesbian rights march because, you know, I can't because I'm a reporter, because that's taking a side. Well, that was my side. It's like saying I can't march for women's rights. I can't march for gay rights. These are basic human rights that we're talking about. And that's what Daryl Moss was doing. And his firing is just as unfair as the firing that Sarno did against the detective Fuentes a few months ago for her reposting something that her niece had put on her social media, also reaffirming that Black Lives Matter. And going to your question, I know I went on and on here, is yes, he said very clearly, stay tuned. I want you to vote for me. And I think, yeah, DeSarno just gave him a platform, a really good platform on which to run, which is human rights, Black Lives Matter.
Also this week, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker continued to ease back restrictions in communities considered to be at low risk for the coronavirus. The move expands capacity at places like libraries and museums and allows performance venues to open at 50%. Natalia, this comes as the state's largest cities, including Springfield, are deemed at high risk for the virus and won't be taking part in the next stage of reopening. Is Baker moving too fast here?
Yes, he's moving too fast. Just this week, we know that Donald Trump and Melania Trump have tested positive. Those are the famous people. There are lots of other people who are testing positive. There's still a lot of people who don't believe in masks. There's still a lot of people who are not taking good care of themselves. I understand that the bottom line is that what Baker wants to do is stimulate the economy, because that's our economy. If it's not working, then nobody is working. But putting people's lives at risk, that doesn't work either.
Kristen, what do you think?
I think we're going at a good clip, quite honestly. I think that taking it week by week and looking at the rates and seeing who's growing and who's declining with COVID infections, and then allowing expansions based on that, I think that's a good idea. And I think it makes sense that the larger cities aren't participating first, that it'll be the smaller communities. There is more opportunity to be socially distant, and there is more opportunity for reopening to work.
Kristen Palpini with Daily Voice Massachusetts and Natalia Munoz, host of Via Con Munoz on WHMP. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Adam.
And thank you for listening to The Shortlist, NEPM's Week in Review. Remember, you can catch us at any time, wherever you get your podcasts, or at nepm.org/podcast hub. I'm Adam Frenier, and this is New England Public Media.